you have to make a choice, a decision. Are you going to spend the time to find out what the Lordship of Jesus means, Jesus being Lord of your life? You have to find out. How you going to find out? You're not going to find out watching Matlock. And I ain't saying, now I'm not saying it's a sin to watch Matlock, but if you're watching, that's all you're doing, it is a sin. Because Matlock ain't, I watched Matlock quite a bit at one period of time. I ain't never heard him say anything about Jesus. I never heard him say, confess Jesus as Lord. I never heard him say, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And what we say is our confession. Our confession, the word we say rules us. Now you can, you know, like I'm up here teaching now, you know, I got to be very, well, I'm supposed to be following the anointing. That's what I'm endeavoring to do. But when we are speaking in public, you know, it's, well, sometimes we don't care where we are, some of us. We are careful with our words, but how do we talk to our spouses? How do we talk to our children when we get behind the closed doors? What kind of words do we use? What kind of tension on those words? But we say hallelujah in the sanctuary. Is that right?
Amen.
And when we go home, we forget that we're still in the sanctuary.
All right,
amen.
But we want to get it real fine tuned and cute and all that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can anybody help me out tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But what do we say when something go wrong? I foul up, messed up big time. I'm so glad God forgave. I repented and he forgave me. I'm a whole lot better than I used to be. Amen.
Amen.
I got some people in here live with me. They know. Am I perfect? No. But here's my whole point. What kind of world do you want to live in? Do you want that tension? You want that strife? You want that lack? You want that confusion? You want that, all that stuff going on? I done been in all of that stuff. And I like love and peace.
Amen.
Unity. I like where you walk in and you got peace and you're walking in your house. And you ain't all frowned up at your spouse and you ain't upset about your finances, and you're not upset about because you got this bill pressuring you. They done call you and said, tomorrow we turning your lights off. Ain't none of, I know none of y'all been there, but well, I don't know it, but I'm saying, anyway, I'm speaking that you don't get that. But how do you get there? How do you get that peace? Well, you can pay all your bills on time and still have a hello.
Amen.
Hello? You can pay, I know people that got money and I got plenty of money, but still it's a hellhole. You understand what I mean by that? All kind of tension, all kind of strife. Yeah. So listen what Jesus said. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, I quoted it earlier, for verily I say unto you, I like this, for verily I say unto you, whosoever. You notice what he said, whosoever. And that whosoever is who? That means me. That means you. A whosoever can mean you, me, whosoever. Whosoever. Now listen how Jesus is telling us what will happen. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what, be thou removed and be what? Cast into the sea and shall not doubt where, but shall believe that those things which he, you notice the things is plural, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, but shall believe that what? Those things which he says shall come to pass, you will have, he will have, you will have whatsoever you say, or you, he says. Now, we was, I think I had graduated from Rhema, and I was at a meeting there, I think on campus. I think I had graduated. And Brother Hagin, it was later on, I know it was. And he brought out, he said, the Lord appeared to him, the Lord was talking to him rather. He said, you notice in that verse that that's three times more saying than believing. He said, the people are not missing it so much in the believing part, they're missing in the saying part. And see, we'll say it just a time or two, but when you're dealing with something, you ought to go through the day saying, talking. Amen. I walk in divine hell. Who his own self bears sins and own body on a tree. That I've been dead to sin, shall live unto righteousness by whose stripes I'm healed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, what the doctor say I have, I don't have it. Amen. I've been redeemed from it. And watch this now. Thank God. Is it hot in here, y'all? That's a fan. Y'all need to turn the air on. I don't need you. I don't need you uncomfortable. I need you to be. Is it hot in here, y'all? No. All right, kick, huh? It ain't hot, so I'm hot and so I'm not. Well, y'all have to fan, I guess. He said, notice that there's three times more saying than believing. He said, my people are missing it primarily in the saying. They believe all right, but they're not saying it.
Come on.
Because see, he just said down at the end of the verse, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Whether you believe something positive or negative in your heart, if you say it, it will come to pass.
Amen.
And